dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers. To the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, hitting firewalled hoe. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcasts. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial code, source code, ISO.
Hello everyone and welcome to Binary Revolution Radio, episode 75, coming to you December 21st, 2004. I am Stankdog with you again this week. However, this is one of our special episodes. Every 25th episode is a little something we call the Telephonic Craptacular. And this is the third Telephonic Craptacular, episode 75. And this episode's a little different from others because it's somewhat of a clip show, if you will. It's not a clip show in the sense that we're rehashing old material, but this is a bunch of pre-recorded clips, some telephone calls that we have made here and there, some telemarketer calls that I've gotten that I like to play around with and have fun with a little bit, some freak adventures, if you will. So this episode is a little different than some of the ones you're used to hearing. So for those new listeners who've never heard one of these before, hopefully you will enjoy it. You might go check episode 25 and episode 50 if you want to hear the first two versions of this. And we're going to see if we can't do something funny this time as well. So I guess the best thing to do is to just jump right into it. So this first call is a call I got from a telemarketer, something we all know and love, and those of you who have heard previous editions of the Telephonic Craptacular know that I like to have a little fun with them, so I thought I'd start off with one of these. Hello?
Is
Stank
there?
Who's calling?
This is Trina calling with Need Money Florida.
With who? Need Money Florida?
Yeah.
I need money, too.
Well, I know. That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, you got money for me?
Yeah.
Kick ass. I wish I get these calls more often.
Is it
Stank?
Or is
Stank
available?
How exactly are you going to give me money first if I were
Stank?
Well, if you were
Stank,
then I would tell you that I'm Katrina, following up on the brochure that I had sent out that speaks about our cash out and debt consolidation programs that are available, and we wanted to show you no cost or obligation what we could do to help you in those areas.
Aha. Uh-huh. If I were
Stank,
I probably wouldn't be interested in the debt consolidation.
And so,
but you sound pretty cute. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20, all right. Attached? Single?
No.
No?
No.
Wow, maybe we ought to talk offline once you get off the job.
Stank.
Well, is this Katrina?
Yes, I'm Katrina.
Well, I am allegedly
Stank.
If I were to say I was
Stank,
you'd have to go through with this whole spiel about how you're going to consolidate my debts and everything.
Well, how much do you owe on your credit cards?
You're
just messing with me. I know you are.
I'm trying to get to know you. I'm not messing with you. I'm trying to find the inner Katrina.
Trying to find the inner Katrina?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if you know we're compatible. You know, maybe we could talk about this over dinner.
Oh, we're going to talk about it over dinner, are we?
Yeah.
Well, when are we going to do that?
When do you want to do that?
No. Dude. No, is it
Stank?
Or are you just...
This is
Stank.
And yes, I'm just messing with you.
Okay, this is
Stank.
Yes, it is.
And you're the homeowner.
Yes, I am.
How much would you say your house is worth?
Stank.
Is the date depend on that?
Yes, it all depends on what if you help me.
Are you sure it's not that, or are you just trying to see if I've got the bling bling? Are you want to make sure I got the money? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, I'm trying trying to find the guy with the bling bling.
Yeah, I'm stank. I'm really happy with my finances right now, and I don't want to refinance or consolidate or any of that good stuff.
Hey, well, you have yourself a wonderful
you
day.
You too. You're like a very nice girl. Continue the hard work.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was hilarious. Well, I thought that one was funny anyway. Now, this next one is just kind of a tip, really, of how to get off the phone sometimes with these people right away if you do get sucked into the call. They're usually calling to give you some kind of great rate or great offer or great discount or whatever, and they usually try to hook you in by saying, what is this? What do you have now? Tell them you have something so amazing, you know, just make something up that they can't, you know, they can't beat, and then they'll be forced to hang up the phone because they don't really have much else to say. Hello?
Hello, sir. Is this Mr.
Stank? This is he?
Yes, sir. My name is...
Real name removed. I'll be nice.
I'm an assistant loan officer with the Amerigroup Mortgage Corporation.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could take a minute of your time and talk with you about the FHA loan you received on your home. Do you know what your current interest rate is?
I think 2.5%.
Okay. Well, sir, unfortunately, I cannot benefit you at this time. Thank you, though. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, give them a ridiculously low amount that they know they can't beat and just see how they react. Now, the telephonic crap detector is not about just getting phone calls and messing with telemarketers, although that is one of the funnest parts. We actually make some phone calls, too, so I guess some phone calls that we've made outgoing to find some interesting information, and this first one, actually, was from our good friend Lucky225. And he had received a notice about getting a credit card, but, of course, some of you might know that Lucky does not have a Social Security number. Well, for this scenario, he doesn't anyway.
Thank you for calling Bancard Center. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. For English, press 1, opening.
Thank you for calling the Bancard Center. My name is Kim. May I have your reference number, please?
Sure, ma'am. It's 225.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Lucky David Miller.
And your mailing address?
P.O. Box 1111, Guasti, California, 91743.
And your date of birth?
February 25th, 1983.
Okay, let's see here. And we will start with your mother's maiden name, please.
Smith.
And your Social Security number?
I don't have one.
Okay, that is a requirement.
Actually,
you can't pull a credit.
Yes, you can pull a credit with my name, my date of birth, and my address. And the Federal Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits you from discriminating against credit applicants on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marriage status, age, and it's against my religion to have a Social Security number.
Okay, let's see here. What else I needed? Okay, I'm going to place you on hold for just a moment while I update your application. Is that okay?
Okay.
Just a moment, please. Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm. Just please disregard the letter that you have.
Okay.
And you should receive a new response from us within 7 to 10 days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Some numbers you call just defy explanation.
Please deposit 9,999,999,000,007.
And then there's always the rejection hotline. So if you've never called one of these before, check them out. Okay, now we're going to call the rejection hotline in Miami. And let's give it a shot. Now the number is 305-241-0033.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com. The person who gave you this number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given the rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person's type. No, this could mean short, fat, ugly, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general loser. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe. Maybe the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please, do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you. The rejection hotline is provided by rejectionhotline.com and sponsored by, well, we don't really have a national advertising sponsor yet, but you could win cash and prizes if you help us get one. Visit www.rejectionhotline.com for information on our search for a national advertising sponsor, for rejection hotline numbers in other cities, for rejection business cards and other rejection hotline merchandise, including our new rejection boxer shorts and thongs. All that and more at www.rejectionhotline.com. And if you're still listening, don't worry. It could be much worse. In addition to being rejected, you could have been laughed at, too.
Thank you. Good day.
Oh, well, no freaking on that box. Ironic, though, that even if you bought their rejection hotline thong or boxers, you probably have an even higher chance of being rejected. But that's just me. And from the same people, at least the voice sounds the same as the rejection hotline, we have a little something called the telemarketer's nightmare. And this number, there's only a couple of these. We're going to call one in, oh, I don't know, how about Rhode Island, is 401-648-7950.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to reach. You've reached
the telemarketer's nightmare.
Brought to you by telemarketersnightmare.com and sponsored by The Phone Butler, the best anti-telemarketing device around. Mr. or Ms. Telemarketer, we understand you're just doing your job, but if this number ended up on your call list, it's because most people consider telemarketing calls to be as annoying as paper cuts, mosquito bites, standing in line at the DMV, cell phones ringing in a movie theater, and stepping in a big pile of dogs. Wow, so I've been pre-approved for a new credit card? What color this week? Silver? Gold? Platinum? Yeah, I don't care if it's pink with green polka dots. The answer is still no. So you're calling to offer me the lowest long-distance rates around, a no-risk credit protection program, free magazine subscriptions, or new windows for my house? Sounds great. Thanks so much. But my answers are no, no, no. And what was that last one again? Oh, yeah, no. I'm not suggesting that all telemarketers deserve to be rolled in honey and thrown in a bear cage at the Roger Williams Zoo. I'm just saying that I enjoy telemarketing calls as much as spoiled milk, moldy bread, soggy cereal, and slamming my hand in a car door. I don't want to hear about your special limited time offer. I don't want you to call back tomorrow, next week, or next month. The answer to whatever you're asking is a big, fat
no.
So you should probably just hang up now and go back to work. I'm sure you've got lots of other names on your list of people that bother and annoy. Thanks for calling Telemarketer's Nightmare, provided by telemarketersnightmare.com in partnership with The Phone Butler, the best anti-telemarketing device around. Just press the star key with The Phone Butler, and unwanted callers hear this.
Pardon me, this is The Phone Butler, and I have been directed to inform you that this household must respectfully decline your inquiry. Kindly place this number on your do not call list. Good day.
And just like that, the telemarketer can't call back for 10 years. For telemarketer nightmare numbers in other cities, or to get your very own phone butler for your home, please visit www.telemarketersnightmare.com.
The telemarketer's nightmare.
We get the last laugh.
Invalid entry.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to reach. You've reached
the telemarketer's...
Sold.
Hello, this is not the...
Invalid entry.
Hello. Hello, this is not...
Sorry, I could not find any matching accounts.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to...
Interesting. I'm sorry, I could not find any matching accounts.
Hello. Hello, this is...
Invalid entry. To leave a message, press 2.
The rejection hotline.
Don't receive messages because their mailbox is full. Cancelled. Thank you. Goodbye.
Whoa. Alrighty then. That was pretty interesting. Am I goodbye or not? Alright, well. Anyway, that was the, what was that again? The telemarketer's nightmare line. And, I went ahead and left all the ads and stuff in that because, hey, we're using their material on the air. Why not give them a little publicity? So that's all well and good. And I was just trying to leave a message there at the end, and apparently you can punch in some account numbers, it would appear. Maybe might check that out if you're interested. And yet another rejection line. This one is... 212-479-7990.
Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or see you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Our certified rejection specialists are waiting to serve you in your time of need. Please listen carefully to the following menu. Service provided by ESLS. If you want to speak to our comfort specialist, press 1. If you want to hear a sad poem written by a kindred spirit, press 2. If you want to cling to the unrealistic hope that a relationship is still possible, press 3. If you want to set up a personal voicemail account, press 4.
Yeah, 3 sounds good.
The person who gave you this number was probably just joking around. Later you'll laugh about this together, lying in bed as a couple, kissing, massaging, nuzzling ever so gently as you alternately spoon and mutually masturbate. Or maybe the sexy-ass person who gave you this number did it on accident? Was a digit off? Try other possible combinations. Was the handwriting blurry? Aha! The person who gave you this number obviously liked you on some level, or they never would have even bothered to take the time to talk to you. Maybe this is their way of saying, hey, you, I'm scared. I'm scared of committing to or even casually dating you because you are that intimidating and impressive. Wow, Cupid strikes again. Love is so crazy. Good luck, hot stuff.
Wow, did you hear that? Hot stuff she called me. I think the rejection hotline chick wants me. All right, maybe not. And this number is 310-495-5412.
Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. If you would like to order personalized rejection cards with this number printed on them, please visit our website at www.gotrejected.com. Our certified rejection specialists are standing by to serve you in this time of need. Please listen carefully to the following options. To hear some consoling poetry, press 1. To hear a joke or 2... Bachelorette. Memories tingling and twirling on my lips like the summer I fell in and out of love. So quickly it left me paper thin and bruised, but I am transformed and transfixed by these butterfly quick eyes that dart purposefully beyond my horizon and for once pierce through this thin, shadowy face and into the part of me that loved Paris.
It's so sad.
I could kill these stars in your eyes easily, but for once,
I don't mind the constellations.
Do you feel rejected yet? Maybe not. Why don't you hang up now, call back, and listen to one of the other buttons. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. If you would like to order personalized rejection cards with this number printed on them. All right, you've been rejected. Let's see if we can make you feel a little better with a couple of jokes. So tell me, how does a dummy kill a groundhog? He buries it. Okay, how about this? What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? A stick. Okay. What do you call a cow that won't give milk? A milk dud. How about what do you call a cow in a tornado? A milkshake. All right, that's the end of my show.
But our show is not over. Our show's just begun. Actually, I guess we're about a third of the way through it. But sometimes we make calls. We'll be on the phone and just bored, decide to call up a random company or some company we want to get more information out of and just see what they're... I like to play with just the voicemail systems, just kind of see what kind of functions are available, see if there's any undocumented, any backdoor functions, things like that. So this call was one that was actually Black Ratchet and I on the phone, and we were just calling some numbers because we like the voice response systems used by FedEx, for example, which is, I believe, 1-800-GO-FEDEX, and who else? Sony uses that. We were playing around with them. And Microsoft, we decided to give them a call to their bug report line, and this is what happened. Okay, so we're going to call, what are we calling? I'm calling Microsoft reporting a Microsoft product bug. So let me flip over here. 1-800-642-7676. All right, let's see what this does. Let's see here.
Thank you for calling Microsoft. If you are calling with a designated code, press 1. For technical support on all Microsoft products, press 2. For pre-sales product and license, please
code.
Enter your four-digit code now.
Four digits.
If your code
okay.
is longer than four digits, please enter only the first four digits. Press the pound key when done, or press star at any time to re-enter your number.
1337.
One moment, please, while we look up your promotion code.
Promotion code? Interesting.
The code you entered is invalid. One moment, please, while your call is connected. Your call may be monitored or recorded.
Bring a bug.
Thanks for calling Microsoft Customer Service. My name is...
Anonymous.
May I have your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Steve Wilson.
Thank you very much, Steve. May I have a phone number, please?
Actually, I'm calling from work, and I'm not really supposed to give out the number here.
Okay. Do you have a number? The reason I'm asking is in case we get disconnected so I can reach you back. Is there any other number you'd like to give?
Oh, no, I can just call. If we get disconnected,
okay.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
Okay, not a problem. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I'm having some problems with Service Pack 2, and I didn't know. I looked up in the knowledge base.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that it was reported there, and I saw this number on the website, so I didn't know if I should call and report it to you or not. What is your policy as far, do I have the right number for that?
Are you trying to report a bug or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that if I found a bug I can recreate. Ever since I installed Service Pack 2, I'm having a problem with Outlook Express, and I was just trying to be helpful and report it, and I saw this number on the website. I don't know if this is the correct number or not. Yeah, it says if you're reporting a Microsoft product bug, if you think you found a bug in a Microsoft, contact this number.
Okay, yeah. I can go ahead and take down that information from you and submit it into our database. database here.
Yeah, well, actually, now you have me worried. I feel like I'm bothering you. You act like no one reports a bug, I guess?
Well,
are you guys that good?
Excuse me?
I said you guys are that good, I think is how it is, right? Microsoft just doesn't make mistakes, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, no. I'm relatively new here, and this will be the first bug case I've taken. So.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
It's a first for both of us. How about that?
I guess so. Go ahead and explain the bug, I guess.
Okay. Is there some certain particular screen you have to bring up on your end? I assume you have some kind of interface and you log all the details in. Am I assuming correctly?
Yeah, let me, can I put you on hold for one moment, please?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
I have no idea where I'm going with this. Yes.
Thank you for holding. I've been talking to one of my peers over here, and he kind of explained to me what goes on. Are you needing assistance with this bug?
No. Honestly, I don't really need you to fix it for me or anything right now. I think it's probably something deeper than that. I was just figuring it's something you could put in the next service pack or release or something like that.
Okay. Then if you don't need assistance, I can go ahead and take down any information you'd like to give about how the bug is occurring.
I'm sorry to laugh. That sounded funny. If I don't need help, then you can help me. But if I need help...
No, if you need assistance, then there's a different process we go through. I would create a case and get you onto a support professional. But if you don't need assistance in that manner, mm-hmm. then I can go ahead and take down any information you'd like to give about how to reproduce the bug, and I can submit that into our database.
Is there some way that I can do that online through the website as well? Because it's quite a few steps, and I think I can probably type it better myself just to not try to... It's kind of hard to explain the technical terms and stuff.
Okay. Let me see. What you could do is type it up in an email and send that in. Let me find that link.
That would be great. I'd be more comfortable with that.
Okay, not a problem. Let me find it real quick.
So you're new to the department, or so you've only been there for how long?
A few months.
A few months? You like it so far?
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome job, actually.
You gonna hook me up with a job, man. I can come up there.
I'm surprised I even got this one.
Oh, yeah?
It's just a stream of fortunate events, I guess. Just moved up here, and...
Are you actually in Redmond?
They called me. Close to there, south of Redmond, in a town called Issaquah.
Uh-huh. And you actually work for Microsoft. You're not outsourced, right? You're actually...
Technically, yeah. Yeah.
Technically.
I mean, I work through a contract agency, but...
Well,
I am in a Microsoft building, that's for sure.
Oh, well, that's cool. Hey, they have good physical security on those buildings. You have to, like, swipe cards and get thumbprints and lick something when you walk in the door or anything like that.
And a retina scan and fingerprint.
Everything, huh? I bet that sounds like a really cool place to work. I bet you. Do you also get, like, all the new technology? Are you guys using Longhorn on your computers already, or are you just using normal?
No.
No,
that's still, I don't even think that's in beta yet, so no, I have XP on my machine. So.
You do?
Let me see.
What kind of machine do you have, a Dell? Is Microsoft making their own PCs now?
No, we're not making our own PCs. Let me see.
Probably using Dell.
I have
Dell.
Some difficulty. Can I put you on hold one more time and
sure.
go ask a friend real quick?
Thanks. Sure, absolutely. Dude, I am so winging it. He's dropping mad docs, though. Groovy. Steve Wilson, what the fuck? Tracing me.
Obviously waking up Bill for that email.
Yeah. All right, getting tired. I should three-way the two of them together. What do you think? Are we done?
Sure.
I think I can get some more out of him, but damn it. Well, he did say it's the first time he's ever gotten a bug report. All right, yeah, I'm going to drop. All right, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know what? I'm going to keep this in the craptacular because, A, it filled up some time. I'll take out the hold music. I'll at least be nice and take out the 10 minutes of hold here and there.
Nah, see, I think that's the best one. You know, I just sit there and just, like, you know, just sit. There's the end. You just say, we're going to end it with this call code Microsoft. And just fade it out into the background. That's your closing music.
I guess, yeah, the closing music is the Microsoft hold music. But no, the funny thing, but here's the cool thing about that call, which I still think that was a successful call, even though we didn't really accomplish. First of all, I didn't have anything planned. I was winging everything. So I was making up everything from the beginning. But this dude's dropping docs. I mean, he's in the small town just south of Redmond. He just started recently, blah, blah, blah. And I was going to further hit him up of what kind of software they use, if they're using SharePoint, are they, you know, he's really given a lot of information there. So, it was still pretty fun call, and we learned that's the first, did you see the little thing about how if I needed help, they wouldn't have helped me?
Yeah,
but because
yeah,
I didn't
I
need
to hold the microphone on that one.
That was great. If nothing else, that one line was worth the whole phone call. So I'm going to leave it in for that. So that's it for this phone call, such as it was. And this actually was just us playing around, and I decided to record it. So I'm glad I got that one on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that call's over, see, some of the stuff that I consider fun is just the act of winging it as you go along. And this is one of the greatest things you can do to improve your social engineering skills. Being able to think off the top of your head and just make stuff up and just kind of go with the flow. And calling numbers like this, we called to play with the voicemail system. I did not expect to get a person, so once I was kind of put on the spot, it makes you kind of start thinking, makes you start trying to get information from people, just try to talk to them, see what kind of docs they're willing to drop and stuff like that. So there is a lesson in that. We didn't come up with any secret, top secret Microsoft whatever, but, you know, we found out some information about the person answering the phone, found out the operating system they're using. I could have probably pushed for more. I just got tired of waiting. So there is a lesson to be learned here, and that is to just call some of these numbers and talk to people just for the simple fact of practicing your social skills, your social engineering skills. There's absolutely a viable way of getting better at it. That's going to just about do it for the phone calls tonight, but I did want to take just a minute here towards the end to, rant a little bit, not too much, but just on the whole subject of the big bells and the phone companies in general. And yeah, I know that as hackers, a lot of times we sound like a broken record covering this topic over and over and over and over again about how much we hate the phone companies. But I wanted to put it into perspective exactly why. My local telco is Bell South. And actually, before I go too much, let's back up a little bit. There's something that happened in 1996 called the Telecommunications Act. And one of the goals of this was to have broken up all the big bells and made it a level playing field so that other people could come and compete in the market of offering you phone service, and local phone service specifically, among some other things. But that was one of the good things out of it. There were some bad parts, just like everything else, there's some good parts and bad parts. But that was one of the good things, that it was breaking up all these big bells, these giant monopolies as they were. Well, that's fine in theory. That sounds like a good idea, but what happened is the only people that were still able to play were other big bells. They really just opened up their market to the other bell companies, so Bell South was able to spread out a little bit more. And SBC and Verizon and these other places were able to really just kind of move around their territory a little bit. You saw a couple small companies, like there was one called Supra Telecom, that tried to get in on that kind of business, but they have to lease lines from the big telephone companies, so they end up not basically at the will of the telephone company and what prices they give them, and if they don't give them a reasonable price, they can't then turn around and resell it and give you a better price to the consumer and undercut Bell South, because Bell South controls the lines and makes that not exactly easy to do as it might sound. So all that's happened is that every time a company comes along that does look like they have a chance of maybe getting a foothold or maybe being able to take some market share away from these bells, all that ends up happening is those big bells end up buying those companies up anyway. The companies that started offering DSL, trying to go for the ISP market and people who wanted the high-speed access before the bells were able to roll it out to their consumers, all that the bells did was buy that company up and therefore buy their customer base, and basically they did all the work for them and then they just come along and buy the company up later. And the people that formed and own these companies, you know, it's kind of not, you can't really point fingers at them saying they sold out or anything. When you throw this huge amount of money at them for their company, I mean, that's what they're in business for, is to make money and live comfortably, so I don't really blame them so much. So what basically has happened is by breaking it up once, they ended up buying each other back up again, so you're back at the same monopoly status that you were before this all began. And on top of it all, as if that's not enough, it's all government regulated. The FCC wants to come in and dictate what can and can't be done and what they can get away with, and they always side on the side of the big businesses. They always do in every circumstance, but this one just as well. And if you look at your phone bill, you'll see the FCC regulations, FCC charges, FCC this and that. So as you are going to hear in this upcoming call, the last call I'm going to play here, it just these ridiculous amounts of fees. In some cases, like mine, the total cost of all the fees ends up being higher than the cost of the actual phone line itself. FCC fee, and then not only does the FCC implement its own fees, but they also authorize and allow these phone companies to get cost recovery fees, and they authorize what they can and can't charge the consumers, and they think that they're regulating the phone companies by doing this, when in actuality they're giving them so much leeway and so much freedom that they're allowing them to pass these charges on to us. For example, networking charge. Oh, well, the internet's taken off, so we feel that they should be able to recover their money or the cost of the bandwidth and having to put more lines in. Now, wait a minute. How is it that they're able to make us pay for those lines to be put in, as well as continue to pay the same price or increasing prices at the same time? So they're double dipping out of both ends of it. They're raising the prices on it. I'm paying for a Bell South line, which are, again, in most cases is already in place. There's a small amount of equipment they have to put in at the switch for that kind of stuff, you know. So it's already in place, very little that's needed in most cases. Of course, there are exceptions to implement that. So why should I have to then pay a network recovery fee if I'm already paying 40, 50, whatever you're paying for your DSL line? How can you have it both ways? How can you take $3, $4, $5 off of my phone bill for that and pay for DSL? And then the double standard there is, even if you don't have DSL, you're still paying this network access fee because it helps pay for the infrastructure. That's their logic behind it. And that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And that's just one example. You also have franchise fees. Now, wait a minute. How are you going to pass a franchise fee on to me? You've got a franchise. That's the way you run your business. And you're telling me that I'm going to have to pay a franchise fee to, what, grace me with the presence of your service? I mean, I'm paying to have the privilege of being raped? Is that pretty much what I'm understanding here? They're allowed to get a certain cost recovery fee, and the FCC approves it. So it's like, the problem here is the FCC. If you don't understand, if you're not reading between the lines, the FCC allows them to get away with far, far too much, and it absolutely is ridiculous how much they charge the consumers and what little service we actually get for it. That's why, right now, in 2004, the end of 2004 and 2005, 2004 was a huge breakthrough, a huge year for VoIP, or voice over IP. Now, I'm not going to talk down because I know most of the people listening to this show know what voice over IP it is. But I do want to take a moment to try to convince people and explain to people how incredibly wonderful of an option this is for multiple reasons. First and foremost, for your typical everyday home consumer that has broadband. Unfortunately, I have to narrow it down to that. If you do not have broadband, if you're a typical home consumer who doesn't even have either doesn't have internet access and want it, or just has dial-up, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to benefit from this. But for those of you who have a cable modem, or even DSL in some cases, it might pay off a little bit, but especially anybody with a cable modem, there's no reason for you not to move to voice over IP. So if you fall into that category, listen very closely. There are several companies out there right now, Vonage, VoicePulse, Packet8, so many that, I mean, you can go look up, do Google search for VoIP, and you'll find a lot of providers. But it doesn't matter which one you choose. They're all pretty similar in their pricing plans and pretty similar in the features that they offer you. These companies, by using the bandwidth that you have for the Internet, which is the same infrastructure that the phone company uses, but the phone company doesn't generally offer you VoIP, or if they do, it's at the same rate they offer or very slightly cheaper than the regular rates that they offer, so it's not worthwhile. But for around $25 to $35 price range a month, you can get a phone with unlimited long-distance calls. That's not even something you get in your local phone package. That's something you have to have an extra long-distance carrier, which, again, is another charge. If you don't have a long-distance carrier, they charge you per month for that, and the FCC allows them to do that. So even if you don't make calls, you have to pay for the privilege of not being able to make long-distance calls. That's ridiculous. But I digress. Back to the voice over IP option. With voice over IP, you get every feature that you can imagine, fantastic features with your phone service, stuff that would have added up and added up by all your local telco companies, and it would have been a $40, $50, $60 phone bill just for the features alone. Total choice, I think Bell South calls it. It's like $45 a month, and that doesn't include long distance. So with VoIP, you're getting all of those features, three-way calling, call transfer, call forwarding, forwarding your phone line, automatic voicemail that you can check from anywhere, call ID blocking, telemarketer blocking, everything you can possibly imagine offered for that same price, no extra charges. Secondly, unlimited long distance inside the United States, I unfortunately can't speak to the international. I know the international rates that they offer are far cheaper than any other. So it does pay off for international listeners as well, but I can only speak directly to the United States. I can now make unlimited calls anywhere in the United States. So that, depending on how many of your calls you would have made, you know, you're taking a phone bill that was, say, $45 for all the features, plus whatever long-distance call, so maybe $60, $70, upwards of $100 for some people, still for that same price of $25 to $35 a month. It's absolutely no-lose situation. There's no reason why anybody with a cable modem shouldn't at least investigate and look into this and maybe give it a shot. It doesn't cost, you know, you have to buy a small piece of equipment, very easy to install on the client end, hook it up to your home phone line, you plug it right into the same phone you were using with your local phone company, there's no difference. You get a dial tone, you dial numbers just the same, you can't tell a difference from the other phone that you were using. The only drawback to it is if your cable connection or high-speed connection, whatever you happen to use, is unreliable, if it goes down, or if you lose power, you do lose your phone line. That is a fact, and there's no denying that. But you got to think to yourself, how often does that really happen, A? And B, if that really happens, say a hurricane or a storm, we have hurricanes down here in Florida, guess what? The phone usually goes out too anyway. So it's not really much of a disadvantage. The same thing is going to happen in both circumstances. The power goes out, that's a different story. But even then, you will still have your voicemail will still be working. You'll still be able to get your messages when it does come back up. And hopefully you have maybe a cell phone option for a backup plan or for emergencies and things like that. So the moral of the story is, investigate VoIP. If you have a cable modem from your cable company and are still using your local phone company, stop. Very simply. There's a ton of other features and a ton of other cool things you can do with voice over IP as far as interfacing it with a computer, interfacing it with an asterisk box of your own. You get so much more control. So many things that you can do that have been gone into, we've discussed before. You can go back and listen to the episode on setting up an asterisk box with Not Theory. Go back and listen to any and all of the episodes of Default Radio at defaultradio.com. And you'll hear all kinds of great stuff along those lines. But as a general note, this is directed at those listeners out there who have not investigated it or thought about it yet. Now is the time to do it. So I finally took the plunge. When I went to a cable modem fairly recently, I got rid of my DSL from Bell South, which was the first big step. Now I've gone voice over IP with some cordless phones in my house, and it's working wonderfully. So this next call that you're about to hear is me calling Bell South, a momentous occasion here, a big, long overdue thing, because I hate Bell South. I think they're incompetent beyond belief, and you'll even hear a little bit of that on this call, and canceled my home phone line. So this is that call, and this is going to be our last call of the night, and then I'm going to do some music at the end. So take a listen to this, and hope you really listen, take to heart what I said. The time of voice over IP is now. Okay, we're going to call Bell South now, my local phone company, because they are the sucksor. I am going to cancel my home phone service. I'm tired of paying $20-something, $26 I think it is a month, for what should be $11.06 is what my phone bill is. I have no extra features, no nothing, just a complete rock-bottom phone. And because they're allowed to get away with charging franchise fees and cost recovery fees and FCC fees and networking fees, they somehow are allowed to get away with it. They are basically a government-subsidized, government-accepted monopoly. So I now have an option with VoIP, and so do you. So I've switched over to VoIP, and I'm going to call right now and have Bell South cancel my phone line. A momentous occasion here.
Welcome to Right Touch Service, the BellSouth Automated Information System. You will need your four-digit PIN located on the first page of your bill or the last four digits of the Social Security number associated with your account to make arrangements to pay your bill or place orders. To use our automated system, press 1 on your touch-tone phone now. If you need instructions, press 7 now. Please enter the area code and telephone number of the account you are calling about. Please re-enter the area code and telephone number.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You are calling about. Then press pound.
Crappy service.
You have entered.
All that static in the background.
Three. If this is correct, 1. If not, please re-enter the area code and telephone number you are calling about, then press pound.
And look, it goes away when she's not talking. It's something on their end.
Please hold while I access your record.
Please choose from the main menu as follows. For inquiries about your bill, press 1. For descriptions, rates, or instructions on Bell South services and features, such as memory call, press 2. To disconnect your entire service, or temporarily cancel or restore your service, press 3.
Boop!
Please enter your PIN or the last 4 digits of the Social Security number on your account, then press pound. To permanently disconnect your service, press 1. To temporarily cancel your telephone service, press 2.
To return to the main menu, you have chosen to permanently disconnect your telephone service. This means you will receive a final bill and you will no longer have a telephone account. To continue, press 1. To choose another ordering option, press 2. To end your call, hang up. You have chosen to permanently disconnect your telephone service. This means you will receive a final bill and you will no longer have a telephone account. To continue, press 1. To choose another ordering option, press 2. To end your call, hang up.
I said 1, you retard. Oh, for crying. Now they're going to talk me out of it.
Bell South, Walter McNeil speaking. May I have the area code and telephone number I can help with today?
Yeah, I just went through the automated system, though. I was just canceling my number.
You want to disconnect your number?
Right.
Okay, I can do that for you. What's your area code and telephone number?
Yeah, it's 810-223-0003.
And who I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Call me Dangler. Buck Dangler.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'll pull up your account. We can have this disconnected for you.
Great.
Are you moving? Are you not satisfied with your service? Or?
I'm not satisfied with the service. Just switch to a different option.
Okay. Was it a long distance, or you just weren't getting the price you had agreed upon? Or
just, I have a rock-bottom phone that's, $10 or $11 a month, and it costs me 20-something a month because of all the fees and cost recovery of this and franchise fee that, and I'm tired of getting feed to death. The fees cost more than the line.
Okay.
So, and I have no features and no, you know. So I went with a VoIP option, so I just don't need the phone anymore.
Okay, that's not a problem. Let's see. Can you verify your social security number for me?
Yeah, it's 337-471337.
Okay.
Probably getting a lot of these calls lately with voice over IP taken off the way it is.
Not really.
No?
Not really, no.
Hmm.
Not really. Well. I actually, when it first came out, I thought we would have more calls, but honestly, not really. I'm actually shocked, but yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. That seems to be all set. Will we disconnect you before you want it today?
Yeah. What's this? How's this going to happen then? Is it just prorated for the partial month?
Because your billing cycle is from the 11th of every month through the 10th. So they're going to rebill you from the 11th through the 20th. So your bill right now is $2,088. I would wait until you receive your final bill next month and make that payment then.
Just make one final payment. Okay.
Right.
Now, just so I'm clear, though, I was told I had called and asked before. Even with canceling the phone service, if I keep a phone plugged into that phone jack, I can still call 911 if I need to?
You should be able to do that, yes.
Well,
should
or will?
It's
kind of important.
Let me see. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
Please hold.
Dum-bum. I'll save you about 8.5 minutes of hold music and bring you back in when the operator came back on the line. Dog? Yes, sir.
I think it means a patient. There's no way of knowing until the line is disconnected, and it's still not guaranteed once it's disconnected if you'll have a dial tone to do 911 or not.
But I thought that's why we're charged a monthly fee for 911 service is because
when
it was
active,
state.
Yes.
But when it's state required, is so that it can be sent to everyone's house, regardless of whether they have phone service. I thought that was a federal mandate.
No.
So you're telling me you can't guarantee me that I'll be able to call 911 through that phone line?
Correct. There's no guarantee.
Wow, and that's the official word, huh? No guarantee.
No, there's no guarantee.
Wow, that is very interesting. Huh. All right, well, I guess let's just hope I don't have a situation where I have to call 911 then, and...
Hopefully we won't have any problems with that, hopefully.
Yep. All right, and I guess that's it then. Are we done?
We're done.
I'm really surprised that you say you haven't had more calls. I'm just... The price is just so different. I don't see why more people haven't switched to voice over IP. But you haven't gotten, like, memos or anything? No increased call volume of disconnects, huh?
Nothing.
Wow. Very interesting. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, and hope you come out of denial soon.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so after that little cancellation with Bell South, canceling my home phone service, I got a little conflicting information there. I was told before that I would have 911 service no matter what, if I unplug the phone or not. But then this gentleman seems to believe that I will not get 911, or they couldn't guarantee, they didn't know that I would get 911. So I plugged my phone back in to the actual Bell South line, that is, the Bell South phone jack, to see what kind of response I get. So I'm going to call the rejection hotline that we called earlier. And you will hear that I get an interesting message. And I don't know if this further confirms or further confuses the matter. But when I dial a number from my canceled line...
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. If you dial the 5-digit code, it is changed. Please redial adding a 1 and a 0 before the 5-digit code. Or for assistance, contact the carrier you are trying to use.
Interesting. So I'm going to try to dial a local number.
Service provider, you must call from another location.
So there you go. If I try to dial a long distance number, it tries to do something routing wise. I don't know what. And if I try to dial a local number, which does require 10-digit dialing, I get the 911 is the only number that can be dialed. So I don't know if that confirms that we will have 911 service or not. So I just thought I'd share that with the listeners. Nobody at Bell South seems to know what they're doing or be able to give a straight answer. And that's why I left. And that is going to do it for this edition, our third edition of the Binary Revolution Radio Telephonic Craptacular. And I do think it lived up to its name, emphasis on crap. So these are getting tougher and tougher to do every time I come along, tougher to come up with more material for this. I don't know that people like these any more or less than doing just a normal show. So I don't know what the future of the telephonic craptaculars are. I don't know if I'm going to do them at all or still do them every 25th like I've been doing, or maybe just randomly insert them. I have no idea what the future is. So you know what? Email me. Let me know what you think. Like them, don't like them. Would you prefer I do a regular show this week? Some other kind of, you know, I'm open to whatever. And to get in touch with us, of course, you can email us, radio@binrev.com. Shouts this week, I'm not going to single anybody out. Obviously, I always give shouts to the DDP, and this is a Christmas season, though. I'm not singling anybody out. I'm giving shouts to everybody who's been a part of the Binary Revolution, whether you've come to the website one day, looked at it, and left, If you're a regular listener of the show, if you're someone who emails me and contributes, works on projects with us, gives us feedback, is a regular in the forums, you heard of us from word of mouth and you've never even visited the site, you're getting this through our podcast or something like that, you know what? It's the holidays, so happy holidays to each and every one of you out there. And I'm going to close today with some music that I got from Battery Man. Sent me a great, just a perfect song, and a song that I like anyway. This is a playoff of the song by Afro Man, Because I Got High, and this is Afro Man Christmas song. So we're going to close out with that, parody of the original song. And that is probably it. Again, if you didn't hear last week, we announced that DDP Hack Radio is up and working. And you can click on that and listen to that 24/7, all hacking content all the time. Click on the binrev.com page. You'll see a link to the radio, and that'll fire right up in your browser. And you'll hear constant stuff. We have regularly scheduled shows, and you can look at the schedule on radio.binrev.com and click on schedule. You'll see the current schedule, which is a work in progress, adding and moving shows around as we speak, but pretty close to being finalized now. Lots of great stuff that some of it you won't find anywhere else. And that's it. So again, thank everybody for listening, and we will see everybody next week, next year, same hack time, same hack channel.
Hey man, just roll me another Christmas blunt. I was gonna trim the tree until I got high. Ooh, I was gonna buy you a DVD, but then I got high. My presents ain't wrapped up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, 'cause I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Hell
because
yeah.
I got high.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
I was gonna hang my lights before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Help me out. I was supposed to book my grandma's flight, but then I got high. She's sleeping at LAX, and I know why.
Why,
hey, why? Hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Yo, man, go
da-da-da. I was gonna send you a card, but I got high. Put a lighted reindeer in my yard, but I got high. Jack-o'-lantern's frozen, it's still outside.
Outside.
Hey, hey, 'cause I get high. Because I get high. 'Cause I get high.
La 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 la.
I was gonna clean the chimney flue, but then I got high.
No, you weren't.
Ooh. I was gonna roll up a fatty too. Ooh. For the fat guy.
Don't forget me.
I drank his milk and cookies, and I know why.
He flies.
Hey, hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Ba-la-la.
Here we go. I was gonna go to midnight mass.
No.
While I was high.
Oh, no, no, no.
I was gonna sit there and pass some gas.
Oh.
While I was high. Now I'll burn in hell, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey. 'Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. Kiss my grandma's face, and then I got high.
Hey, maybe y'all should get a room.
I was gonna eat her fruitcake too.
Oh.
Then I got high. Okay. It tasted pretty nasty.
Yuck.
But I don't mind.
No.
Hey, hey, oh. Because I was high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was high.
Damn.
Because I was high.
Man, I love my grandma, yo. Come on.
I'm messing with Christmas songs because I'm high.
Oh.
Ooh. I hope Afro Man don't take this wrong, because he's high.
I take it back, I take it back.
If I get a call from his attorney, well, I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, so he can get high.
Oh.
So he can get high.
Oh.
So he can get high.
Yeah, is he really high?
Yeah, he's high.
Ba, la, 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 la. Scooby-Doo-Da.
Yeah, he really is high.
Snoop, Snoop, Doggy-Doo-Wah.
Man, tell Waggy with it.
Flippity Bird at you all.
Oh. Bring it back to you.
Doggy doo doo, say much, say much, say much. For all you kids, be real good and make your bed.
That's fantastic advice for all the children.
man, we screwed this up big time, okay? When grandma hears this, man, I'm out of the will, okay? No more sweet potato pie, brother.